This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Any fans of the American Medical Association out there? Any fans? I don't see anybody raising their hands, Super Don. The AMA. Come on, it's the AMA. Right? They're not actually the oldest of the medical trade groups. The first one is a homeopathic trade group that preceded it. And then the AMA says, we better get together. These homeopaths, man, they're gonna rain on our parade before we even get started. Allopaths, eventually petrochemicals, patented pharmaceutical substances, all toxic, all dangerous, and all potentially or actually deadly. And the AMA used to be like the thing, right? If you were a medical doctor, proud member of the AMA, our private trade group. Now, Super Don, I don't know if you've looked into this, but it's probably easy to do a search on it. What is the percentage of doctors that are members of the AMA? Many years ago, it dropped below 50%. I don't know if it's in the 40s or the 30s at this point, but it's significantly below the majority of doctors. Okay? Why am I talking about the AMA? Well, they've got an opinion to share, and I just want to put perspective on their opinion, because I'm not going to say that they represent every doctor out there. In fact, I hope, based on what they're doing today, what they're saying today, that even fewer doctors would become members of that organization, that I would call them an evil trade group. I know it's strong, but what they're promoting here, just horrific, just horrendous. Here's the headline from the Business Insider as we're starting the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. You go to robertscottbell.com. You can see this article. You see, we're not making this up. Headline, America's doctors warn Google, Twitter, and Facebook. Okay. Is it going to be a Schiff thing? It's going to be that and times 10, apparently. Congressman Schiff and what he said. Anti-vaxxers are weaponizing tech platforms, prompting outbreaks that can debilitate and kill. I mean, they're just short of calling us, short of the AMA, just short of calling us outright terrorists, biological terrorists. We are weaponizing the tech platform, Super Don.
I had no idea.
The peace-loving Robert Scott Bell and Super Don, weaponizing tech platforms? We are so inept at tech platforms, it's amazing that we get anything out there. We do, but weaponizing it? Wow.
That's some colorful language there.
Yeah.
That's kind of jumping the shark. Can we officially say they've jumped the shark at this point?
I think they're, you know, I keep saying their desperation is showing. It's like you couldn't think that they could go further, and then they do. Because everything that they're doing is falling and failing. Now, granted, there are still people that are unconscious about this, that, you know, there are, I don't know how many of the so-called trolls online are actually doing it from their mom's basement for no money versus those that are actually just paid trolls, right? Or their own version of bots, Russia or otherwise. But even them I've seen recently, because of my adept tweetedness, I don't know, adept tweetiness, I've thrown some things out and, I'm, you know, you got them cornered, you got them trapped. It's like, listen, all you got to do is throw us out the first one, the first double-blind, inert, placebo-controlled, randomized study showing the safety, much less efficacy, but the safety of your vaccines. Nope, can't do it. They're not going to do it. They were cussing at me. They were cussing. I'm like, keep cussing. You're proving my point. Now they're throwing memes at me. It's like, you know, you're proposing that we do a study of parachutes and half the people don't get parachutes that jump out of the plane, right? Go splat. Like, obviously, that isn't even a real response. But that's where they're now resorting to, that at least they're not cussing at me. So it's a, I don't know, a tentative improvement, but they're not winning the argument. As I said, intellectual engagement means you have ideas that you can elucidate, that make sense, that land, and that can convince people that you're right. When you can't do that, you yell and scream, and when that doesn't work, you call us names. When that doesn't work, now you call for censorship. And AMA, the American Medical Association, by the way, Super D, do you find out how many percentages of doctors are in there yet?
You know, I did some Googling, and yeah, there's some new numbers, some older numbers.
Okay.
But from what I'm reading here, there's like 1.2 million doctors,
okay,
and medical students in the U.S. And as of, it looks like 2016 is the closest I've been able to find so far, it was 234,000.
Okay, so now they're down into the 20 percentile, or teens,
yeah,
maybe. So
yeah,
it just tells you that this organization doesn't have the power it once wielded. Remember, it used to wield power. If it's at AMA, right, you're like, oh my gosh, the AMA. Now, they were founded with the express intent and purpose to eliminate their competition. Their primary competition of the day back then? Homeopathy. So this is not an organization that has your best interest at heart. It has the interest of the allopathic licensed medical monopoly, of which most doctors now, vast majority, are not even members of it. So their desperation, next level desperation, is saying, hey, you know what? Maybe we can get Congress to outlaw these people because they're dangerous. They're almost terrorists. They're weaponizing tech platforms. They, in their behavior, their beliefs, their communication, can debilitate and kill. Just their words, right? We speak words and people drop dead. Well, I think that those who are so committed to the vaccine cult will drop dead of fear when they realize that they have no argument, no legitimate science to defend their positions that vaccines are safe and effective. Now, what's the guy's name? Not Offit. We're talking about the physician that appeared on Highwire earlier today with Del Bigtree. And he's interesting, allopathic physician, a pediatrician. Seems like a nice man. I wonder if we've talked to him before. But he's still vaccinating. So, you know, some of you would say, well, he's part of the evil empire because he's still vaccinating. You know? And we could argue that there's some not good things that he's doing. But at the same time, are we going to throw out the proverbial baby with the bathwater here? Because he's presenting information from his own clinical experience, all of the thousands of patients, childhood patients that he has had. And he has separated them out, or has someone separate out, who has been not vaccinated at all of those kids, who has been partially vaccinated versus fully. I don't think anybody in his practice is fully vaccinated because they all take a different schedule. But he found that, and again, I'm paraphrasing here because I don't know the exact number, but of those like 700 or so that were not vaccinated at all, they had one case of autism in that community. Of the other larger group that was partially vaccinated, I think they had four cases. You know, so it was like one in 400 instead of one in 700. Which is amazing considering that the CDC's numbers are like 1 in 40-something or 1 in 36. So you can already see that just by culling the data from groups that have already been not vaccinated, like my children, we would volunteer for that. We've done it with the IADFW and what is it that we do with Dr. Batar? The vanvcd.org, I think it is, or .com, where people have submitted, volunteered their information, and we see the outcomes just of health, chronic illness versus no illness, or acute versus chronic, and we see that the healthiest kids, once again, are the least vaccinated or not vaccinated at all. So this is what's frightening, because as more people learn about this, people are going to make better decisions about their health, and are going to, maybe I don't want the vaccine. Now, for those in the AMA and those who are yelling and screaming at me on Twitter or wherever else, it's not that I want kids to die. So don't say that. Don't say Darla Shine wants kids to die, right? That's stupid. That's just plain stupid to do that. You're not even in, there's no intelligence there. But if we can't, like we did, engage in intellectual discussion, constitutionally or otherwise, like we did with Jonathan Emord last hour, we would then consider other options for immune strengthening. We would look into the validations on homeoprophylaxis. We would look into what silver hydrosol can do in regards to an outbreak of a viral nature or a bacterial, and how we can neutralize the threat without destroying the children or their immune system. That seems logical and reasonable, but that's not it. It's either all or none. You're all in or you're an anti-vaxxer, right? We're anti-stupid. We're pro-immune system, and I believe there are better ways to go than vaccines. They say, well, where's the science? Well, where's the science on your side? Let's engage and do it. Let's go there. I think that's reasonable. Those anti-freedom people, the pro-vaccine fanatics, are not being reasonable. Parents often use the things that they're saying about us, weaponizing tech platforms. Now, I'm going to give props to a political commentator by the name of Michelle Malkin. I've admired her for years. She's very intelligent. And she wrote a piece at her website. I don't know if anybody picked it up, but it's called Vaccine Skeptics Under Siege. Super Don, she is pro-vaccine. Is she not? She's vaccinated her kids.
No.
I don't even think she's questioned it. Her kids are vaccinated. But she put out a reasonable piece here. How is this possible? Are they yelling and screaming at her? Is she now an anti-vaxxer?
Well, I haven't seen any reaction to it yet. But the reason why I like this article so much is that these are the types of voices that need to be a part of the discussion. And the dialogue, where you can have somebody who says, you know, listen, I am for vaccines, my kids are vaccinated, stuff like that. But listen, guys, you guys have just gone way overboard here. You're attacking people. You're trying to, you know, talk about putting people in jail for refusing chickenpox shots. You know, you're wanting to censor people. This is just wrong. And this is basically what she's saying. She's saying, look, there's no room for this type of coercion and this type of force. You know, we need to handle this a different way. It's a voice of reason from the other side that you're just not seeing right now. And so she gets mad props for you know, having the courage to put something like this out here. We'll see how the reaction is to it.
So, yeah, she said, does informed skepticism, as she calls it, does it make her and other like-minded parents public health menaces, like the WHO has declared? Right? Are we sociopaths? Yeah, a journalist at The Atlantic said we're sociopaths. I mean, this is just insane. But the sanity is here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Y'all keep listening. We got a lot more healing to go and questions of the day, too.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I, The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, y'all, if you're not watching us on YouTube, you're missing out. And in fact, next week, that's going to be the primary means or secondary means. There are going to be two major pathways of catching the Robert Scott Bell Show during the week. Our Monday through Friday show is moving to an earlier time slot, 3 to 5 Eastern, noon to 2 Pacific. And it will be available through naturalnewsradio.com. This is where we started years ago, our weekday show. Mike Adams is getting the band back together. Very exciting. You'll have the audio stream available to you, the video stream as well. And we will still remain with our home and broadcast radio syndication on Sundays. So our Sunday show, for those of you listening, you know, anytime during the week, the weekend, Sunday, is 1 to 3 in the afternoon, 10 a.m. to noon Pacific, 1 to 3 Eastern. And that's still going to be going out as per usual. We're not changing that. But the weekday show is. So go to robertscottbell.com, sign up for email alerts, and you'll be the first to know in case you forget how to listen or how to catch us in the archives.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
So with that, let's just jump into our first question of the day, and it's straight to the point from Josh. Hi, do you have a protocol to help alleviate HSV-1 and HSV-2? That's Hillary. No, that's herpes. I'm sorry. Oh, wait. I repeat myself.
Hillary?
No, not just any Hillary. That was a Clinton joke. I'm sorry. That was just very rude of me. Anyway, yes, nothing like that, having the HSV 1 or 2. All right, these are various forms of the herpes viruses, very often considered more the oral, the cold sores kind of manifestation. And, obviously there are a great number of things you can do. You know that any type of a herpetic outbreak follows times of stress. Stress depletes minerals. Number one on the mineral list that is depleted, selenium. Selenium is key, what? To stop viral activity. So, number one on the list is get your selenium back up where it belongs.
Get the innate response that we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. 200 micrograms, not enough in such circumstances. You know, if you're feeling under the weather, you've been stressed, and now you know, oh, my gosh, it's about to come out, start hitting the selenium or do it beforehand and keep your selenium levels up. At least 400 micrograms a day if you're vulnerable in this way. You could go higher temporarily of the 100% whole food form. But Superdon has shown that with, like, cold sores, at the first sign it's coming on, what are you hitting? What are you drinking? What are you spraying? What are you coating it with?
No, the first aid gel works great. I mean,
Sovereign Silver
that.
First Aid Gel? Or
oh, yeah, Sovereign yeah. Silver First Aid Gel. I'm sorry.
Did I send you another one of those, by the way?
Yes, okay. You did, as a matter of fact. And so, yeah, that definitely works faster. Now, there's another product that they advertise out there. I think it's called a Breva, right? And that's been around for a while, but it's like it just can't compete with the Sovereign Silver.
Right, and why? Because silver ions stop viral replication on contact. There's associations with nerve pain and irritation cooled by silver. There's association with reduction of inflammation locally and upregulation of regeneration. So stop it before it starts. Hit that silver frequently. Apply it locally. Homeopathically, you can use Rust Toxicodendron. There are cold source formulas that are more comprehensive than just that one ingredient. And, of course, the go-to that everybody hears about, L-lysine, amino acid. That can be done, but it's not near as efficient as selenium and silver, okay? There you go. You've got your, I don't say marching orders, Josh, but you've got your options as far as neutralizing it, hopefully, before it manifests. But remember, keeping those selenium levels high is going to be critical because that keeps the cellular metabolic functions intact, and you're not going to be spewing out viral particles, including those which some people say you catch it. But others have argued that the herpetic viruses are kind of ubiquitous to the human genome. How's that? Repeat that 10 times fast. But the reality is they are part and parcel, and they're more than what we think they are. They're not just, quote-unquote, causes of infection. There's a lot more to them than that. But you can neutralize them safely without damaging your immune system. I never, ever, ever recommend or utilize antiviral pharmaceutical drugs because they are very damaging to the liver and the immune system. And could make you more vulnerable as you move forward. Remember the microbiome, the key to the immune system. If you need to address that, silver aloe protocol. There's also the CanGest powder that you turn into a tea you can get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. All right, it's another day. It's not just pie day, right? Super Don, did you say what your favorite pie was? I couldn't remember if you said.
Oh, anything chocolate works for me.
Anything chocolate works for Super Don. Okay, even a chocolate peanut butter pie, would you do that?
Oh, heck yes.
All right. What about a kidney bean pie?
Not so much, no.
Well, we'll explain why that might be the right thing to cook today. All right, we'll get back. There's another question about detox as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate on Thursday voted 59-41 to end President Trump's national emergency declaration at the border. Republican Senator James Lankford opposed the resolution.
Is it an emergency? Does the president in current law have statutory authority? My answer to both of those things is yes. We need a healthy nation and also a secure nation.
President Trump's one-word tweet after the vote was veto. The Israeli military is reporting two rockets were fired at Tel Aviv from the Gaza Strip. At least one of the rockets was intercepted as the Iron Dome missile defense system was activated. No injuries or deaths have been reported. Butterball is recalling more than 78,000 pounds of raw ground turkey over possible salmonella contamination. The prepackaged turkey was produced on July 7, 2018, making it highly unlikely any remains in retail stores. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the place where censorship goes to die.
That was one of the things. Maybe that sounds too negative. Or do we say the place where freedom of speech comes to live? Right? Come with me if you want to live. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on. This is a very exciting
time. Here's the question.
What?
Are we weaponizing free speech on
this? Have we weaponized free speech, Super Don? That's an interesting thing. We could play on that and push back. The weaponizers of freedom of speech. The Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got a lot of good taglines coming. We've got some fun things happening. All right. Well, we've got a special day. I mentioned it was Pi Day 3.14 for those listening live. Also, remember, shout out to our friends on UK Health Radio. They're usually a couple of days behind, but still good information. We love our British listeners. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio. Will all of those places be able to pick up? Because I know it's an RSS feed, right? or will we modify who's picking up the feed weekday?
Yeah, right? I think we're pretty much going to be okay. It's yeah, there's all kind of technical mumbo jumbo in there, but yeah, I think we're going to be fine, including UK Health Radio.
Okay.
And now Natural News Radio, right?
Natural News Radio, we're going.
Why not?
Back. Yeah, there getting it ready. Very exciting. So it's World Pi Day, but it's also World Kidney Day.
We are not kidding, we are your kidneys. The upper abdominal is where we will be.
Yeehaw!
Kidneys do all sorts of cool things you'll see. Please pay close attention, this lesson is free. One fact about your kidneys and they filter all your blood so free. Through the nephrons, there's about 1 million in each kidney. Kidney shaped just like a bean, it's about the size of the fist you see. Its top is covered by your adrenal gland.
Yay!
We don't get to pull out the kidney theme that often. That was great. I like that theme. You thought I didn't like it, but I think it was the pancreas theme that was not the good one.
Yeah, although that one's not too bad either. But, okay. Yeah.
Well, it is World Kidney Day, apparently.
It is.
I think every day should be World Kidney Day or Your Kidney Day because there's a lot of abuse that the kidneys are putting up with. A lot of abuse the kidneys are putting up with. And, you know, the national flower of International Kidney Day or World Kidney Day should be the dandelion. Don't you think? The national flower of kidney day, dandelion. And why not? Because the dandelion is one of the most powerful medicines of creation for the kidneys. Now, it also helps the liver, and that's a good thing, and I'll explain why. For those of you who are new, or if you happen to be any medical personnel, and you forgot this, when you give people a drug, their kidneys are going to get hammered. If their liver is working well, it's still going to send some stuff down to the kidneys that might not be so friendly. So the kidneys are passive. They wait for what comes to them, primarily through the blood, but after the liver. Okay? So the liver takes the brunt of it, and it is supposed to, it is designed to, transform waste. Typically metabolic, in weird extreme circumstances, you could be poisoned, and it has to deal with other things as well that are not traditionally metabolic or not in a significant amount, like, for instance, a food poisoning. Now, you know, the majority of food poisoning comes out, if you don't vomit it out, as liquefied you-know-what. Not through the kidneys. You're not urinating it out. Mostly dumping it out in the form of diarrhea. I know, gross, right? But that's the pathway. So the liver is dumping a lot of stuff very fast, a lot of liquid into the colon. Get it on out of there. But that which it doesn't send that way goes to the kidneys. Right? They wait, they hang out, and they start filtering it out through their, is it glomeruli, the nephrotic tissue? And as you said, there are a million of them. There's a lot of filtration that goes on there. But what if the liver is overwhelmed? What if the liver is overworked? What if it's congested? What if you've been throwing so much garbage in there, and you're not drinking clean water, and not enough water? So you're having to deal with not enough water to move things through. Now you talk about constipation on the colonic side of things, but the concentration of urine, the more potent it is, you know, the more deeper color it is, unless you just took water-soluble B vitamins, and it can turn bright yellow, of course. But in many ways, you can darken it by not being hydrated enough. But that also concentrates the toxins, makes them more volatile, that have been filtered out through the kidneys and are struggling to be moved on out in the urine. I've often talked about the metabolic waste known as uric acid. Right? Don't take Uloric for uric acid. One of the side effects of Uloric, which is a direct effect of Uloric, is worsening of gout and inflammation. Right? Because uric acid crystals are very damaging to tissues, to cells. If they're in the bloodstream, they can create, you know, cuts, little injuries. The vascular system, the smooth wall that necessitates patching and repairing. If they go into the skeletal system, then there's inflammation of the skeletal system, gout, arthritis, things like that. But in a healthy functioning liver where you're not over-consuming animal proteins to excess of what your needs are, the uric acid that's produced is a normal metabolic waste and your liver transforms it. from uric acid to the salt of the acid, the urate to the urine, to urinate it out. Now, another thing, we talk about metals. Like silver, you ingest silver, the vast, vast majority, like 99.9% of silver ingested is going to be taken out via the liver, selenium-dependent pathways to the colon. But there are heavy metal burdens on the body. Cadmium, for instance. Big time problems with the kidneys. Big time. And the liver does its job and is like, oh, we can't handle this. It's moving it out. The kidneys are going to get hammered by heavy metals. And cadmium can just muck up the works. And then you'll find secondary and tertiary problems like blood pressure issues. We've talked about cadmium, kidneys, blood pressure. Hydration plays a role here, but the heavy metals that you're burdened with and you don't have enough minerals, so the liver is not doing its job. Or you've damaged the liver by taking cholesterol-lowering medications. Destroy the liver on purpose! And it can't do its job. So the kidneys are sitting there going, whoa, liver, what are you doing to me? You're throwing stuff. We're not supposed to do this. So my dad gets very personal here. My dad died ultimately of renal failure. He was on dialysis for like 6 or 7 months, and he was done. You could tell his spirit had been destroyed by having to be tethered to that. There are people that live on hemodialysis for many years longer than that. But his liver had gotten hammered in his lifetime. He had drunk a lot of alcohol. He had done a lot of pharmaceutical drugs. And, you know, over time, he had pancreatitis a couple of times in the hospital. So he had some problems with his liver. And he did about half of the things I told him to do, like cleaning up his diet, the more organic stuff. He did some liver drainage remedies. And I think it kept him going a heck of a lot longer than he would have had he not done those things. And I cross-compare, because it's my family, to my mother, who's now 85. Again, they're different people, different backgrounds and strengths and weaknesses. But mom, thank God, she's eating organically. She's taking the selenium, the chromium, the silica, you know, all the stuff we talk about here. She's 85. She's going out dancing 2 or 3 times a week, right? And if she's got inflammation, she lets me know. I say, hey, let's tweak it. Let's do this. Let's do that. Now, in terms of kidney stuff, I think there's another question of the day, and maybe this would be the time, Super Don, because you thought I forgot about it, to answer another question. Do you have it? Do you have it ready at the ready for me?
Oh, you want me to read it?
Yeah,
I can read it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's the question. Hi, I recently bought your book. In it, you talk about opening the detoxification pathways. The liver, kidneys, colon, and lymph. Mm-hmm. However, I did not see a specific protocol for doing this. Is there something specific you recommend for doing this? Hmm. Would you do anything different for someone with a highly toxic slash damaged liver? This is from Danielle.
Danielle, that's a great question. And, you know, there are basic things that I do recommend pretty much for everybody. And then if I were to meet with you, I might be very more specific. You know what I'm saying? I'd say, oh, what's going on with you? But in a general sense, I've said this many times over the years. Is there anybody that you know that doesn't need a really good, well-functioning liver? Anybody like, nah, I only need my liver working at half speed, right? No, that's stupid. That's not right. So everybody could benefit by doing something for their liver, which will then benefit their kidneys. Because when the liver's working at top shape, it's only going to send to the kidneys that which the kidneys can handle, right? Keep drinking your Echo water, please. Stay hydrated. That's number one on the list. But selenium and chromium, these are the two key minerals for liver health, for liver function. Not exclusive, but key and most deficient. Okay? So from a supplemental perspective, there's that. I mentioned dandelion, juniper berries, juniperus. Also very good for the kidneys, along with the dandelion and liver. You know, there are a lot of things that cross over. Berberis, there's different remedies that can work liver and kidneys. Now, what I've promoted for many years, unofficially, off the record, but I've talked about it, is homeopathic drainage, which is the French word of drainage. Drainage. Sounds really exotic in France. Drainage. It's drainage. Drainage. I'm a plumber, right? I've come to fix your liver, not the kitchen sink. And so I've mentioned bryonia, nux vomica, chelidonium, taraxacum, which is dandelion. And so in a homeopathic drainage formula, we've used like Dr. King's formula for years. I just don't know when he's rolling that back out. So here's the new news, Danielle. Coming soon, when you get your Echo Water, your Synergy Science Echo Water machine, It is going to have a receiver in it, or you can get it retrofitted, I believe. But right now they're selling, you know, the new machines. And with an app, you're going to be able to program, say, what is that thing RSV talked about for the liver? And, of course, drainage, liver, kidney, spleen, colon, all of that comprised in frequencies that will be imparted into the water. You'll say, I need some love for my liver. I need some resonant frequencies for my liver. Boom, boom. 30, 60, 90 seconds later, Echo Water is dishing it out. Not only with molecular hydrogen, which supercharges your selenium, but now you'll have the drainage frequencies in the water. So that's your next evolution of what we're providing. So if you have not reached out to Synergy Science, go to robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. You can learn about it, read about it, but place your order. They often offer Robert Scott Bell Show listeners special deals, and I want you to take advantage of that. Selenium, chromium, dandelion, in extreme cases, toxic damaged liver, coffee enemas. The CanGest tea is also excellent for the liver. And, gosh, there's so many more things. I mean, people know about milk thistle. Some people talk about lipoic acid. There's not just one thing. There are many things. But the homeopathic, the energy, the frequencies, so critical. That's how I got my start. And then when I added the selenium, 100% whole food, the chromium, those are the things that take it to the next level. And then stop putting the garbage in. No more GMOs. No more toxic pesticides. Stay away from glyphosate, please. And be back with us after this break.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George
George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, we support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Robert Scott, the Bell, Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
All right. Oh, I got a comment from Declan. Still like that name. He's like Declan of the Clan MacLeod, right? There can be only one. Looking at some of these things. It says, RSB, I think when you know so much about a topic, you might personally think it could be perceived because how much you've heard it in your own head. Oh, like I was worried about being boring, you know, when I go through these things, right? But we all appreciate your knowledge. Thanks, Declan. You know, that's good because you have your own mind, which is an echo chamber. And, you know, when we're doing a radio thing, I know people are watching and listening now with the YouTube, so we get some feedback. But I had to run out to my wife and say, hey, was that boring? Was that okay? Because, you know, when I go through the real intense biological pathway stuff, the remedies to, you know, I just, Declan's right. It's like I've done it in my head so many times. I've spoken about it so many times. I think, man, these people have heard this a million times, but perhaps not super done. As long as I've been doing 20 years of broadcasting, maybe there are some things I haven't said or often enough.
Well, and, you know, we're always getting new people that are discovering the show that haven't been here and heard all of those things. So, yeah. You know. Yeah. It's good information for them and a good reminder for everybody else.
Diane says, you're not boring, RSB. Thank you. But just wait until next week, RSB 2.0, when we have no commercial break.
Oh, stop it. Don't jinx yourself.
Come on. Anyway. Hey, thanks to Eric on the board and GCN. This is our final live weekday show. We do have one more weekday show tomorrow pre-recorded. We've got Brian Hooker, Professor Brian Hooker scheduled. Also, who else is coming on tomorrow? Got another great guest, right? He's scheduled. Don't go blank on me, Super
but
D.
But see, no, you just. I blame you. You know, like when you draw a blank and then you say right. I can't remember, and you tell somebody and that and they can't remember either. How about Stuart Tomp?
Stuart Tomp, yes, my buddy, CBD scientist. Yes. So we got good CBD updates. You're the other half of my brain. When the other one's not working, you're supposed to.
It took a minute for the calendar to open up there. So
all right, real quick before our final free speech segment. Yes. Can you give us an update on upcoming events, what people should know about?
All right, taking a deep breath. Coming up, we got the Perimenopause Summit. That's going to be free and online starting on March 18th. On March 29th and 30th, you're going to be at the NoCo Hemp Expo in Denver, Colorado. Coming up in April 12th to 14th, you'll be in Canada at Total Health 2019. The Chronic Lyme Disease Summit starts on April 15th. How about Autism 1, May 22nd to 26th, and then coming up at the end of May, on May 25th, we've got the Advanced Medicine Conference. You can learn all about these things at robertscottbell.com on the upcoming events page.
Right, and that was already, you said the Canada one, the Total Health?
I did.
You did,
you
okay.
Missed it.
Right?
Yeah.
It's coming up. I've got some plans. It's going to be fun. We'll look forward to seeing our Canuck buddies. Now, final First Amendment discussion here.
Free speech.
Free speech, right? This is something we've approached before. What do you tell a cop? Now, your right to remain silent. Remember that. You don't have to say anything. But if you do decide to say something, even though you can, maybe it's not the best idea to do it. Judge apparently has agreed. A U.S. District Court has said, yeah, you have a First Amendment protected right to flip a cop off. Shoot him the bird. Emphasis less on shoot, because obviously, but yeah, to flip them off. I'm like, this is, you know, yeah, you can do it. Is it a good idea? Unless you're buddies with them and you're playing a joke, right? But I don't know, Superdon. What is the thought here? Is that now we're all going to go out and flip off the guy? That's not smart.
Well, this comes up every once in a while. I think it was a year or two ago. We were covering a story where somebody took the case to court. Mm-hmm. And had to get a ruling, and in this case, it's happened again here, where this woman, she got stopped for speeding, and the cop basically was just kind of just giving her a ticket for a non-moving violation, which is kind of a lesser offense, right? Mm-hmm. And as the police officer was pulling away, the woman decided, you know what? Screw you, and she flipped them off. So the cop then turned on his lights and his siren, and he, like, stopped her, and I guess he, like, ran into her car during the process of it, changing the ticket to an actual moving violation. Well, she sued the officer for violating her constitutional rights, and apparently, in the U.S. Court of Appeals, they ruled in her favor, saying that even though maybe it was kind of rude, she did have a right to do that. And again, it comes back to what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you can doesn't mean you probably should.
Right? We should ask Officer Hayes about that. Yeah. But,
again, you know, it's like in an age where we're seeing people can't say, I'm not sure about vaccines, and they're getting hammered, but it's okay to flip off a cop, right?
Right, yeah. All right, y'all, the homeware, let's see, our Robert Scott Bell Show, the home where censorship goes to die or health freedom comes to live. You guys
the
decide.
Home where you can flip off cops.
Well, no, that's not what we're arguing for. Anyway, we're back tomorrow. We got Stuart Tom, and we got Brian Hooker. You don't want to miss tomorrow's show. In the meantime, remember, it's the God's honest truth. I love you and appreciate you, and the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. You just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.